Hey Nomads, welcome to Digital Nomad Stories, the podcast. My name is Anne Klaassen, and together with my co-host Kendra Hasse, we interview digital nomads. Why? Because we want to share stories of how they did it. We talk about remote work, online business, location independency, freelancing, travel, and of course, about the digital nomad lifestyle. Do you want to know more about us and access all previous episodes? Visit digitalnomadstories.co. All right, over to Kendra for today's interview.
Welcome to Digital Nomad Stories, the podcast. My name is Kendra and I'm your host today. Today I'm joined by Avery. She's a health coach for female entrepreneurs and she's focusing on gut and hormonal imbalances. So super interesting topic, I feel, something really unique. And that's why I'm super excited to have her today so we can talk a little bit about our health and get some really great recommendations, as well as obviously listening to her digital nomad story. So welcome, Avery. Nice that you are here.
Thank you so much, Kendra. I'm super excited.
So maybe to start, as you are like such a, as you have such a unique profile, maybe you once want to present yourself to our listeners.
Sure. So my name is Avery Lee. I am a women's holistic health coach. And I work with female entrepreneurs to help heal chronic gut and hormonal imbalances, anything from long-term gut issues, gut dysbiosis, dealing with bloating and anything like that. And also with PCOS, hypothyroidism, and anything in between. So really combining nutrition guidance, lifestyle changes with the spiritual component of learning to really tune into your body and kind of view your health as a 360 multidimensional thing versus just one focusing on food or focusing on supplements or whatever.
Super interesting. And while doing this, you're also a digital nomad.
Yes. Yeah. And traveling has just always been a huge part of my life. And I never wanted to feel restricted, even though I was taking my health very seriously and always will be, but just trying to find different hacks and habits that I can have while I'm traveling full time has been really important and really freeing to know that, you know, you can still be health conscious. You don't have to go out to eat all the time and feel like you can just throw everything away, you know? As long as you have that awareness, you can make better decisions when you are out with friends and still be able to enjoy yourself and not feel like you can't do anything.
And that's like a super way to talk a little bit about it today. So right now, where are you exactly?
So right now I'm in Medellin, Colombia, and I've been here for a couple months. I'll be here for a couple more. And right before this, I was in Guatemala for about 6 weeks.
Great. So maybe we just dive directly into this topic. So you've been in Guatemala, now in Medellin. So with your health, as you just said, you don't want to restrict yourself. You have like all this knowledge about health. And in my mind, it's always like everyone is telling me, every doctor, you need a routine. It's also stressful for your body if you change places all the time. Maybe you want to stay longer in one place. And I'm always like, no, but I want to go on traveling. I want to go to the next destination. Maybe what's your point of view on this?
Yeah, it's tricky because finding a balance is kind of the hardest thing to do. And I've talked to a lot of travelers, and the ones that move around the most, the one thing that they have is their routines in the morning, and those are so important to help you stay grounded. For me, that's a daily meditation, whether it's 5 minutes or 20 minutes. Just making sure that I'm building that into my morning routine, trying to find a local gym. I love to do Pilates, so going to like a class a few times a week really gets me like into a good routine right away. And yeah, just knowing where the healthy options are, wherever you're staying, whatever country you're in, is really important as well. And yeah, it's just once you kind of know, okay, once I know where I'm staying, then I can search the nearest grocery store and go scope out the food that I want and kind of figure out where I'm going to be cooking, then you can kind of follow that same strategy wherever you are. And it makes it a lot less stressful.
So It's like the key takeaway is like that it's important to establish a routine wherever we are, and that we are like, I always feel we also have this routine within us, right? If we know what is good for us, how we want to start the day, for example, it doesn't matter in which place we are.
Yeah, and I think it's about what you're going to do consistently. So for some people, hate meditation, and others love yoga. So if you can get up in the morning and do 10 minutes of yoga in your Airbnb or wherever, then that can be a great way to just like have it stack that with something else like a morning walk or whatever. And I know like just one tip is getting morning sunlight, then 30 minutes of waking. So if you're a coffee person or a matcha person, just get outside wherever you are and just try to make that into your routine. And yeah, it's just wherever you are, there's always going to be something.
And then I hear like a lot of people always saying, no, but I want to take this time for myself in the morning. It's just like so hard to make it like a real habit. Do you have any recommendations?
Yeah, I think it's different for everyone. Some people feel restricted when they have a really like set up hour by hour routine. They're trying to optimize everything. Like for me, like if I plan out to the hour, it gives me anxiety. So I try to wake up, give myself like 30 minutes, an hour to just kind of flow, but I still have like an idea of what I want to do. So I'll be like, okay, I want to do a meditation. Here's like a guided one that I found on YouTube that I'm planning to do tomorrow morning or whatever, but not setting it up time by time. Because obviously the whole point of traveling and being a digital nomad is to have that freedom and flexibility. So just having a few things that are your non-negotiables, I think, is like the best way to do it.
I love this, like your non-negotiables. So because I hear you like kind of this conscious, mindful lifestyle, right? Like having a walk, meditation, yoga, Pilates. But what if, and I'm also like super in it. I love it. I don't start another morning without like my journaling. That's for me the key, meditation, and just understand how am I feeling today? Saying hello to myself first, right? And then I feel, okay, now I can start well and start the day. However, I'm also thinking like, do you have any tips for the listeners who are maybe not so in this conscious and mindful lifestyle and saying like, now, oh, okay, so I cannot take care of my health if I'm not like the spiritual person, they might say.
Right. Yeah, I think, like I said, getting out right away in the sunlight and just sitting there with your thoughts for 5 minutes, or going for a walk, or, you know, getting some sort of movement in is going to set up your mindset for the whole day. So just trying to like carve out that time for yourself, no matter what it is, and just kind of letting yourself slow down and just be without scrolling on social media for the first part of the day.
Yeah, super good. And I think that's like this first key takeaway to create like a little bit of health when we are like a digital nomad this first time in the morning to stay with us. And everyone needs to find it's non-negotiable. The other thing you were talking about was food. You said like, find like a healthy food store. So what's your point of view about like the nutrition? Because when we go to different places, we want to try the local food maybe. What is your point of view there?
Yeah, so for me, I have this philosophy that I try to cook as much as I can at home. And right now, when I'm traveling, I try to scope out Airbnbs that have kitchens, that have the things that I want. And I'm a little extreme. Like, I went out and bought a cast iron pan when I got to Colombia, and I've been cooking with that and finding all, like, the really cool organic places here. They have some really good options. But what I would say is to just be mindful with, you know, not going crazy on all the fried food and the street food and all of that, and just like thinking, being mindful of like, okay, how is this going to make me feel? Is this really what I want to put in my body right now when there might be another option? And sometimes there's not another option. Like, you're going out with friends and, you know, you're going to eat the fried food or whatever it is. But most of the time, like, you can make healthier decisions when you're at a restaurant. And another big component of what I teach is blood sugar regulation. So if you're going out to eat all the time, sometimes like it can be hard. You might want to like snack on all these sugary things and desserts and carbs all the time. But I'm really just trying to prioritize protein is a really big thing. And whether you're at a restaurant or whatever, if you can have like a really good meal with a good source of protein and then have dessert right after, then you're going to notice like your energy levels and your hormones and all of that will be a lot more regulated, which is obviously really important when you might not be on like a really strict schedule of eating.
Mm-hmm. So for you, healthy food is really a focus on vegetables and protein, like take out carbs and fried stuff, sugar?
Not so much vegetables. I would say for me, it's just the quality of protein and meat, and also on the quality of fat. So for me personally, I lean more towards high animal protein and high fat with a little bit of carb. But it's different for everyone, especially if you're if your hormones are imbalanced, then you want to be a little bit more mindful around the carbs and sugar, especially with blood sugar. So it really just depends on the person. But it's more about the quality of the food, what's really in it. A lot of these places, when I'm traveling, I've seen they cook with seed oils, which is like canola oil, vegetable oils like that, which are very inflammatory. And it's unavoidable sometimes, but I really try to be mindful and just kind of like, I'll ask at restaurants, a lot of like fries are cooked with oils and stuff like that, but yeah, just making like grilled chicken or grilled salmon or something versus like a fried chicken sandwich, just like those little decisions what I'm to eat is really helpful.
And how does it go for you right now in Medellin? How do you feel? Is Medellin, is it a good city to stay in this healthy lifestyle?
Yeah, I actually was like surprised. I wasn't like, I don't know, it took me a week or two to kind of find my stores that I liked, but I have found like, it's called Carula. It's like a kind of like Whole Foods, if you know Whole Foods, but they have a really good selection of meat and, you know, anything that I would possibly want. So I've really been enjoying that. And just like having a space to cook has been nice. But yeah, the lifestyle here is very healthy. They have a lot of really good options. I found a matcha place like around the corner from my Airbnb that makes their own coconut milk and that doesn't have any like added fillers or anything. And super excited about that. But yeah, it's been, I would say it's definitely easy to find what you need.
I agree. I guess I'm also like right now in Medellin, I feel like so also like interesting for our listeners. Yeah, like so many good vegetarian, vegan or just healthy food stores, supermarket, yeah. Organic supermarkets. So if you are like really looking for a place like this, it's like really easy to find it here. In other places in Colombia, not, but Medellin and Bogota, they're good in it.
Yeah. It's just the convenience of the city. But when I was in Guatemala, it was a little bit more difficult. I kind of ventured off a little bit and found the local market. And so I like my the butcher shop, like I got like all my stuff from there and the fresh produce. And then I cooked in my little hostel kitchen with whatever I could find. So you just got to make it work and just be like, all right, I'm trying the best that I can, you know?
Yeah. And I feel this is also like kind of a talent of us digital nomads that we can adapt to new situations more easily and learn all the time, becoming more flexible. And to be honest, every time, like I'm again surprised about myself. When you feel something, maybe not so working. And then after 1 week, you're like, oh, super used to. You made like your little routine in it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the best self-development journey for sure.
And I think it would be also like super interesting what brought you on this journey, being a health coach and a digital nomad. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about your story.
Sure. So travel has been like a huge part of my life since I studied abroad in college. And so I always knew that, like, no matter what I did, that was, like, my priority. It's just, like, having these experiences. But at the same time, I also had a lot of stomach issues and some brain fog, like, constant bloating. I've had so many food sensitivities, like, crazy. So growing up, like, I really had to be mindful around my health. And when I was, like, 22-ish, I started to really get into like holistic healing and looking at all of the ingredients that were in the foods and that were like causing me to not feel good. And so just kind of being more mindful around that, I actually used to work in finance. And so like, I wasn't connected to that at all. And I was always drawn to the health and fitness type of thing. And so I just naturally kind of have shifted my story of like healing my body and my gut issues and hormonal issues, and making that my purpose. So that's kind of how that happened. But just really realizing, having kind of like an awakening, especially in America and in the US where I'm from, just like really learning about what the ingredients are putting in our food and how that's affecting us, and knowing that like the places that I've traveled in the past didn't make me feel like that when I was eating the food there. Like I felt free, like I could just eat what I wanted. And I know a lot of people say that when they go to Italy, they can eat all the pasta, and then they're in the US, they're gluten-free and they feel like crap. So it just kind of got me thinking like, okay, well, what's actually like the food system and all of this? But, you know, what I found is it definitely takes a lot of awareness to make those shifts. And also when you're traveling, like no country is perfect. Like the seed oil thing, like I was saying, they're going to have that in a lot of different places. And it's just like some cultures, like in Thailand, they're very, very into sugar and like all these desserts and everything. And, you know, it's just, it's very interesting to see the different, how people view food as a cultural thing, you know. I just have loved learning about it and applying those different things that I've found to my own health.
You make me think about it now, like for our listeners, and I also feel it like super interesting. What is maybe a food ingredient we can get and we can't be that is like super healthy, and we can put it on our routine when we have the possibility to cook at home?
I have lots. So first of all, I want to point out that like breakfast is a huge thing, especially for hormones. So not even about the ingredients, but the amount of protein. So if you want to like make sure your blood sugar is regulated and you have like no energy crashes throughout the day, eating 30 grams of protein for breakfast and trying to limit the amount of carbs that you're having is going to be a game changer. And I think that's very hard to find when you're traveling. For me, I can't eat eggs. So when I go out to restaurants for breakfast, it's hard for me to like find high protein options. But I see a lot of people, they just acai bowls and, you know, granola yogurt bowls and stuff like that. So trying to prioritize protein, number one. But also like some things, like little hacks that you can get are apple cider vinegar. A lot of countries have that. And if you take that, like a little tablespoon of it before meals, it really helps with energy crashes, blood sugar, all of that. And then like cooking, and if you're cooking at home, just getting butter and trying to find grass-fed butter. But a lot of places, like their butter is naturally grass-fed, like in Colombia. So cooking with animal fats like that is really, really helpful. And what else would I say? Yeah, there's so many little different tips. If I think of anything, I'll let you know. But those are like my two.
Great. And maybe then also the other way around, what are really these ingredients we should try to avoid?
Yeah, so definitely avoiding seed oil as much as possible. Which, by the way, if you're going to a restaurant and you are getting something fried, I guarantee you it's cooked in either soy oil, canola oil, or something like that. And the problem with that is it's very inflammatory. So it's going to affect our gut, which will then affect our hormones, our mood, our skin, like all of these different things. So just trying to be mindful of that, trying to like I said before, if you can pick a grilled option versus fried, great. If you're getting like a protein shake or a smoothie or something, trying to add protein in to kind of balance it out. I don't know. I'm hesitant about raw fish or raw food when I'm traveling, just because like you can get parasites and for things like that. So like if I am going to eat sushi or something, I try to go to like a nicer restaurant versus like street food. So yeah, being careful around that, because I know like in Guatemala, like almost everyone I talked to, including myself, got really sick from the food or the water or whatever. So just trying to like prioritize that. And also probiotics. That's another big one that I would highly recommend, making sure you're on like a multi-probiotic that you take in the morning.
Great. Thank you. I think that was like a huge list. So to ensure No, that's amazing, because I feel, that's like what we need to know when we are like traveling, because sometimes we don't have a kitchen maybe, or it's not so nice, or it's not so well equipped. So we are going out more, like me, for example, I go out more when I'm new to a place. So then these are like this little tricks.
Yeah, definitely.
And another thing that's also like always interesting, I feel like you're starting your own business, right? So you're like a digital nomad being your own boss, or are you still like employed in some company?
It's my full-time thing. Right now I'm building my program, so it'll be launching in a couple months. But basically it's a 4-month program that'll have an online course component, and it'll involve one-on-one coaching, functional diagnostic testing, and it can actually ship worldwide, which is really cool. And it's really like tests that you can get from a doctor, and gives you kind of like a full 360 view of your gut and hormone health. And then I'll be creating like a customized protocol for healing with different supplements and lifestyle changes. And also a big thing that I teach is kind of the spiritual component of healing and really connecting back to your body. We are very cyclical in nature, and we have, you know, typically a 28-day menstrual cycle. So if we can kind of like tune into that and make some decisions with that awareness in mind, then that'll really, really help us kind of tune into our creative power, especially as digital nomads, or if you have your own business, really being able to harness that.
And how does it go for you, like building your own business on the road?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I think trying to set myself up for success as much as possible, while also trying to give myself space to enjoy like where I am, you know? And so I try to like do some time blocks, or say like, okay, these days I'm going to co-works, which have been really helpful for me, just finding a place where I can go and sit and work, and I'll meal prep at home and then bring my food there and stay all day, and it's great. And then also, like I said, trying to find the balance between making new friendships and networking with also, you know, trying to enjoy and explore.
Definitely. And like now I'm also thinking, you said like starting the business of female entrepreneurs in line with your feminine energy, right? With the creativity that we have.
Yeah.
Are you really like really aware of it when you are planning your business, your work, like in which cycle you are, like in which phase?
Yeah, so we ovulate typically on day 13 or 14 of a 28-day cycle. And so ovulation is the time when we are really tuned in to our creativity. We feel more lively, our skin is glowing, and that is the time that we have more energy, more social energy too. So if you are an entrepreneur or, you know, a digital nomad and you have flexibility with your schedule, all I'll try to do is plan like conversations like this around the time that I ovulate, or at least within a few days of it, because I know in advance that that's the time that I'm going to feel the most social and creative. So, or days that I do, because I'm on social media, I do like content planning on certain times of the month, typically more than others. And then during our period is a time for like reflection. And so like, I won't plan any excursions or anything for a couple days that time, because I know that's typically when I want to stay in bed and just like relax. And for me, it's also, well, for most people, it's a time when women are connected most to their intuition. So they're really like tuned in and they're just like emotional, you know? And so for me, that's a really good time to make content, like to have those ideas that come just flowing through me, and just to really slow down and just let myself be and reflect. So everyone's different. I have some friends that are the opposite, but it is around the specific time they feel that way. So once you start like tracking your cycle, Natural Cycles is an app that you can get, highly recommend. And it will give you a better idea of where you're at. And if you are ovulating, because a lot of women with hormonal imbalances and a lot of gut issues are not ovulating. So good things to keep in mind. Mm-hmm.
So I'm also just like, you know, thinking what our listeners. So if we want to go to a new destination, it would be also like interesting to know when we are doing it in our cycle to know, okay, maybe that days I really want to go to digital nomad meetups, and maybe this days it's okay if I maybe just arrived but stay 1 week or like whatever the time I need with myself, and then I start exploring.
Yeah. And you also don't want to, like, you know, when you're in a period, you might not feel the best. So you don't want to like be around a bunch of people or be on a plane, you know. But I also want to say, like, it's not about restricting yourself. Like, you don't want to be like, oh, I can't do anything on those days. It's just having that awareness to where you're like, okay, yeah, I feel a little bit more like reserved. Like, I want to just stay in. This is why. And it just kind of helps to have that awareness.
Yeah. Perfect. So what are your plans for the future after Colombia?
So I'll be going back home in Florida for about a month. I have a friend's wedding. And then I'm coming back to Colombia for 2 more months. And then after that, my TBD plan is to, because I was living in San Diego for a bit before I started traveling full time. So all my stuff is there. So I think I'm going to go back from California to Florida for a little bit. And then get some work done there and see some friends. And then who knows where I'll be after that. But I definitely want to do some more travel in Europe.
It sounds amazing. Like a really cool plan. Anything I maybe should have asked you, you still want to share for the female entrepreneurs, digital nomads listening to this? Maybe it's also one question. It's also maybe, how can we know about that we have maybe a hormonal imbalance or a gut problem?
Yeah. So there's a lot of different ways or different types of hormonal imbalances. But one of the biggest signs is irregular periods. So if you are having really, really painful periods, really heavy periods, you don't have a period, or they're super, super light, that's a sign of an imbalance. If you're waking up in the middle of the night, if you're spotting between cycles, if you feel like nauseous and shaky and low energy, if you crash in the middle of the afternoon, those are signs of a blood sugar imbalance, which are very closely linked with hormonal imbalance. If you're breaking out, especially around your cycle, that could be another sign. Hair loss, low libido, what else? For digestion, you want to be going to the bathroom every day, at least once a day. If you're not, then that means you're not detoxing properly. And if you're not, then your hormones are going to be affected, because it's very closely, you want to be, if you're going number two every day, that means you're detoxing estrogen. It doesn't mean you're detoxing properly, but obviously it's a good sign. But especially if you're eating all these different foods on the road and sleeping the best, then it can definitely affect that.
Super interesting. I feel like now we have like everyone of us maybe had like an idea about it. So maybe it would be like now a nice moment to summarize like the key takeaways. Like, what is like maybe in one little sentences, because we had like so much information now, like what is something we should not forget to really take care of our health?
Yeah. I would say back to the basics. Really prioritize how your body feels and respect that, like make decisions out of that. So if it's craving like stillness, like let yourself slow down. And then some tactical things: protein for breakfast, eat breakfast, number one, within 30 minutes of waking. Try to prioritize sleep as much as possible, going to bed by 11, and just making healthy decisions whenever you can, trying to avoid those seed oils and inflammatory foods as much as possible.
Great, thank you. So if someone, and for sure, maybe the people now, our listeners, have a lot of questions or want to reach out to you or want to follow you, how can they find you?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram. My Instagram is Aligned by Avery. And you can also go to my website, alignedbyavery.com. And I have a program that I'll be opening enrollment for in a couple months, but you can join the waitlist if you'd like. If you have any questions, feel free to DM me, and I look forward to hearing from you guys.
Yeah, and we will also put it in the show notes for sure, the information to contact you. So thank you so much. that it was a was great learning from you and listening to you. Thank you. Bye. And I hope for the listeners you enjoyed it and you took like some nice key takeaways with you.
And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it very, very much. I would appreciate it even more if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts for me. That way, more people can find this podcast, more people can hear the inspiring stories that we're sharing, and the more people we can impact for the better. So thank you so much if you are going to leave a review. I really appreciate you, and I will see you in the next episode.